Well, happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for another episode of the Booze News Podcast, hosted by Steve Stevens. Please remember that all previous episodes can be found at the website boozenews.com. And news is spelled just like booze, booze.com. Well, we're going to probably get a little controversial on today's episode of the Booze News. How do you feel about the current age restrictions for things like drinking, driving, voting, maybe even seeing an R-rated movie? A new poll looked at the age requirements of various things, and it found that a majority of Americans would raise the driving age above 16. 52% of Americans say you should have to be older than 16 to be allowed to drive, and the age group that agrees the most is 18 to 29-year-olds. 58% of them say 16 is too young to be driving. Most Americans, 54%, also support a maximum driving age. 10% of people would make the cutoff 90 years old, 21% say 80 years old, and 23% would pick an age younger than 80. Not surprisingly, boomers were the least likely to want a maximum driving age. Now, Americans are divided over the drinking age. 47% say it's cool as it is at 21. 41% think it should be younger than 21 or no minimum, and 12% of people say it should be older than 21. My stance on this has always been we have to be careful with it, and everybody's different. But this is my personal opinion. If you're old enough to go and die for your country defending it in the military, then you ought to be able to have a beer. Don't you think? That's my opinion. Interestingly, 18 to 29-year-olds were much more likely to say it should be younger than 21 and older than 21. As for other age limits, America largely agrees with the current restrictions for R-rated movies, marriage, pornography, gambling, and voting. But around 10% of Americans think people should be older than 21 before they can get married, watch porn, and gamble legally. I told you this is going to be a hot topic for debate today. 22% believe you should be able to get married younger than 17. 17% think you should be able to watch pornography before you're 17. 9% say you should be able to gamble legally before you're 17, and 25% think you should be able to vote before you're 18. That goes back to the whole thing with me personally, Steve Stevens. Again, I'm speaking for me and just me. Okay, you're old enough to vote. You're old enough to be pulled into the military and go die for your country. You're old enough to drive, but apparently you're not responsible enough to drink a beer. Growing up, we used to have 18 bars in Kansas, where I'm from. And over in Europe, the drinking age has been considerably lower for many, many years. So I don't know where you stand. I don't much care, but you are entitled to your opinion, and we leave it open for debate. Like I said earlier, there are many factors that become involved, and many groups are right, many groups are wrong, we're in between, we're debating, we're trying to figure it all out, and maybe one day we will, but likely no. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's debatable Booze News. With me, Steve Stevens, and I'll leave you with this, which I always do. Please remember to drink responsibly. Always designate a driver. And until next time.